Hello, everybody. This is Samuel, and today we're going to be reading and reflecting on Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. Let's begin. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies, and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. So, yeah, there's kind of a lot going on here, but it seems like the general tone is pretty dark. It seems like David is maybe not having the best week. Maybe he's experiencing a real, like, low point. You know, he says, my bones are consumed, my strength faileth. And I think, like, I personally really like and appreciate that this is in the Bible, because I think that everyone from time to time, maybe some more than others, will experience moments like this. And I think the tendency is to feel like very like alone and like cut off from people in these moments. You know, he says, they that did see me without fled from me. I don't know if you've ever like experienced a moment where you see maybe like an acquaintance and from a distance, and they kind of just like don't really look at you and like go down some other street because, you know, they don't want to deal with you. You know, they can tell you're like a broken vessel and they don't want you coming to spill juice all over them. So I think it's very like good to just know that this is like part of the spiritual journey, and the journey in like growing in faith is there's going to be times when you feel this way, you know, that your life is spent with grief. And I think it's also very instructive in that it, like David is telling us how to kind of respond to these moments. You know, he says, I trusted in thee, O Lord, thou art my God. You know, he's returning to that bedrock of faith. And even, you know, like saying that my strength faileth because of mine iniquities. You know, he's admitting that part of the reason that maybe he's in this situation is because of his own shortcomings. So I think it's good to have this as a guide of like, first of all, you're not alone. This is something people go through. And second of all, there is like kind of ways that you should approach this situation. And if you do, it can be a very fertile ground for spiritual growth. And you can end up on the other side of it like a better person. Let's pray. This is a prayer by Saint Basil of Caesaret. We bless thee, O God Most High, and Lord of mercies, who ever workest great and mysterious deeds for us, glorious, wonderful, and numberless, who providest us with sleep as a rest from our infirmaries and as a repose from our bodies tired by labor. We thank thee that thou hast not destroyed us in our transgressions, but in thy love toward mankind thou hast raised us up as we lay in despair, that we may glorify thy majesty. We entreat thine infinite goodness, enlighten the eyes of our understanding, and raise up our minds from the heavy sleep of indolence. Open our mouths and fill them with thy praise, that we may unceasingly sing and confess thee, who art God glorified in all and by all, the eternal Father, with thine only begotten Son, and thine all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and in the ages of ages. Amen.